All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing on the day before Thanksgiving? We are thankful you are with us as we, unlike most, are here and working diligently to give you the best in entertainment and fine radio before the holiday starts. Unlike all these softies and short timers that like
slack
to
ass
skip
people
out early,
not just here,
pansy ass,
all over the city, all over the world. Craig, people have gone home early or didn't even show up for work.
God love that for traffic, though.
I'm here every day, and I okay. You know what? Never mind.
Every day that ends with a Y that doesn't include Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Oh, no, I'm always here Mondays and Tuesdays. It's the rest of the week that we have to worry about.
No, I'm saying you're here every day, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
What's up, fellas? We're all here and present and accounted for.
What up?
Everybody, Nick, you were on top of your game when I walked in. You were fired up going right at Barry.
I was.
But then you said you were tired, so I don't know which to believe.
Well, I lacked a little bit of sleep, but I always fall short on enough sleep. But I am pumped for the show.
I'm in a great mood, man. I'm like,
are you?
Yeah,
well, let's try,
man,
and crap on that as soon as we
well,
can.
That wouldn't surprise me one bit now.
Exactly.
No, I'm in a great mood, man. I don't know why. I got a lot of good sleep last night. I was up at the crack of dawn doing stuff around the house for no reason whatsoever.
No Redhead Redemption?
That's not the name.
What is it?
No, Red Dead Redemption. You know what the hell it is, old ass. You know what it is. No, I didn't. I didn't play any. I take it on the road with me, and so I didn't. I haven't even hooked it, unboxed it yet.
I'm thankful for you and Patrick Creighton. I want to make sure that we point that out.
For what?
I'm just thankful that you guys are both my coworkers.
Why would you bring that up?
Because I just want to start with things I'm thankful for. I'm going to do it throughout the show.
So you want me to? Are you trying to stir it up again?
No, No.
I feel like you're trying
I got called into the middle of it this morning. Because,
not by me. Let's just point that out.
No.
It's not by me.
Yeah. Because I was like, how? I don't know how it all came up yesterday, but we were talking about it, and
he just can't keep my name out of his mouth. Apparently, I don't know.
Well, that makes two of us. But, you know.
Yeah. Well. So.
But I'm thankful for you boys too. So with that being said, we kind of decided for Thanksgiving that way back Wednesday, we were thankful for a day where we didn't have to grind and come up with a list during the show. So Nicholas has volunteered to basically put together a list of horrendous songs that are about Thanksgiving or being thankful, right?
Yep, pre-2018.
That's a good call.
So where did you get this list from?
Spotify.
So you just went to Spotify and typed in Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving songs.
This is going to be the worst way back Wednesday in the history of Wednesdays.
Give it a chance. We haven't played a single song yet. Give it a chance.
Okay. I am going to give it a chance.
Yeah.
If this sucks, I am blaming you specifically.
And Spotify.
Spotify
shares 50% of the
blame. You are the producer. If you produce crappy songs, that's all on you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, fine.
All right. Good. Got that out of the way.
Okay. What else?
Old people shouldn't be allowed on Facebook. How about that?
And why is this?
Because as I'm perusing my social medias this morning, I see a post that one of my friends has posted.
Okay.
And she's just like, oh, be careful out there. And this is what it says. If anyone stops you in the parking lot of a Walmart or Home Depot and asks you if you are interested in some perfume and gives you a paper to smell, don't. It's a sham. The paper is laced with drugs. You can pass out so they can kidnap you, rob, or worse. Please forward to all your friends and family. Save a life. Thanks. Only old gullible people.
Who sent that to
would
you?
Would take this. No one sent it to me. They posted it on their Facebook as a warning to all of their Facebook friends. only old gullible people would believe that this is actually happening and then think, oh my God, I've got to warn all of my friends not to be smelling perfume at the Home Depot parking lot. First of all, why? So many questions about this. One, you know they're old because they used the word sham and said laced with drugs. Only old people would say those two things. But and the punctuation in this is horrendous, by the way. So it was either an old person or a 7-year-old that wrote this, or an idiot. One of the three. Or all three. Maybe an old seven, like a Benjamin Button 7-year-old that's also an idiot. I don't know. But why just Walmart and Home Depot? Are these like low, like criminals with low goals? It's like, you know what? We don't want to stand outside of Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
What's the is that the fancy one that has all the Louis Vuitton stuff over here?
Yeah.
Lord and Taylor, maybe?
No, not Lord and Taylor. Nordstrom's. Why wouldn't you stand in front of Nordstrom's if you're going to kidnap someone, rob someone, or worse? Why would you be at the Walmart? First of all, most people that shop at Walmart, pretty hard to kidnap. I don't know if you know this, but big people are not exactly easy to load into a van. So I don't know why you would be at there or the Home Depot. This just makes no sense to me. But so, public service announcement. Old people, stay off social media.
But they're also
late because they have to get home because they have to return the messages on their notepad, including the IRS, who told them to call immediately.
I got one of those calls, by the way.
And to make sure that they give up their computer because their computer is experiencing problems and they need to give all their personal information up.
That just amazes me that.
The IRS calls piss me off. I go back at them.
Yeah.
I get some guy like this and says, this is the IRS and you would like to speak to me. I go, what's your name? And he goes, John.
Mine was a recorded one, and it said, it was like, you know, like the electronic, not like the dude that smoked and had his vocal box remover, like, hello. It's just like a speaking spell. And they told me that I had warrants out for my arrest. I was like, really? This is how you're going to let me know? It's just so stupid.
Well, I got the one where it was recorded, and I called back, and I get another person that's obviously not English first language, and they start talking to me, and I said, hey, by the way, just so we are aware of this going into the call, my attorney is also on the phone. So if you could start by giving me the number or the account number of what you're speaking about and the case number so we could start putting all this together so that we could put every bit of information and you get this long pause. And then I get, F you!
Yeah.
And I get a cuss. I'm like, oh, no, hell no. You're not going to cuss at me. And then click. And I'm like,
Man, you went through a lot of trouble. You called them back. Right? And said you had a lawyer.
Yeah, that was one of those days where I just wanted to unload on somebody. No. So I kind of knew it.
Too much effort, man. That's waiting. I'll be like, yeah, well.
Those IRS calls, they're frequent. Everybody's getting them.
Yeah, they are.
Those are horrible.
They're all over.
I mean, and you know what? The thing is, the way I look at all of it, every single one of them, it's just a sham. And I think that all those people that are answering those calls are just laced with drugs. That's the way I see it. I completely think that's the way it goes. I will tell you this, too, by the way. This is not the way you wake up in the morning. I'm up and doing stuff and on my computer, and Lisa calls me, and she says, hey, did you take or do you know of $2,025 that were taken out of our checking account? I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, it looks like it's one of our credit cards. I think we've been scammed. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So she's calling the bank. I'm calling the credit card. You got that pit in my stomach, like, which month, you know, trying to figure out how it all happened, everything like that. Get to the bottom of it. Long story short, Enterprise rental car, when I got hit, I gave a credit card just for incidentals because it was all supposed to go to Allstate, our insurance company. Mm-hmm. In talking to the credit card, Allstate, and the bank, I found out they double charged Allstate, and hit me up with over $2,000 in charges.
Wow.
I was livid.
Did you get your money back?
Allstate's like, yeah, we're working on it for you. But, you know, because of the holidays, boy, I was hot.
Yeah, that would be pretty upsetting because it's like, well, it didn't take you, you didn't spend 5 days over the holidays taking it out of my account.
Right.
You're not going to take that long to put it back? That'd be in some small claims court situations right there.
And when Lisa thought that it was our debit cards.
I know the name and number of a good attorney.
And they shut down, or they're
saying, you can hammer them!
They're sending us new debit cards. They shut down everything thinking it was a scam, too. So now I'm not using my debit card for five days.
That sucks.
Welcome to my weekend.
Boy. over Thanksgiving weekend too. Now you got to run to the store for some extra beer or whatever. It's not going to happen.
Some vegan vittles.
Oh yeah. Speaking of that,
yeah. It's electric. Why are we electric sliding?
This is our first song.
This is a Thanksgiving song.
You're thankful
song.
For the electric slide?
Shannon Electric Slide.
This is a Thanksgiving song?
Yeah, it's on a Thanksgiving playlist on Spotify.
This is the worst already.
This
doesn't put you in
going.
The Thanksgiving mood.
I'm thankful that I don't have to do this again. Yeah, I'm thankful that this is the last time I ever have to hear this stupid-ass song.
Thankful I don't have a rotator cuff injury for having to do the electric
slide. See, he's dancing. He wants to dance.
What is this? This sounds nothing like the electric slide, first of all.
But if you're having dinner, like you're having turkey and all the great sides that come along with a Thanksgiving dinner, you wouldn't want to hear this in the background at a party?
No.
Or, Barry, if you were having vegan vittles.
This sounds like... I'm going to piss people off, but never mind. I'm not going to do it. I'm in a good mood, and I don't feel like your stupid-ass text.
Now, you said it's by
being
Shannon?
Angry.
Yeah.
So aside from letting the music play, she also did...
Is this her?
I believe Shannon, the same Shannon that did Let the Music Play.
Oh, boy.
Is now doing the electric slide, so she's not technically a one-hit wonder anymore.
Well, she's just... No, this is a cover.
Yeah. Right, but she's... You know, how many
this
people
sucks.
Cover to get... It,
it's
is
a
awful.
Thanksgiving song.
No, this
Be thankful.
Sucks.
Appreciate it.
This is stupid. You have ruined Thanksgiving for every person.
Let the people let us know. I'm sure the text line, they're enjoying it.
They are going to let you know.
You have ruined Thanksgiving for every person in our audience. I hope you're happy.
I'm pretty sure he's right, Nick. And I hate to admit that, but in this case, yes.
Stupid.
Hey, if you want to join the show and let Nick know just how bad and piss poor this whole entire Wayback Wednesday is going to be, HRNP listener line 713-780-3776, where you can call, you can text. You can also hit us up via Twitter, where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick. Before we hit the break, I'm going to tell you guys all again about Gallery Furniture, because I know that you people could be having folks over to the house, friends, family, etc., and you don't want to see the rundown furniture and the dinged up coffee table, and you don't want them seeing everything that you see every day. So now is the right time to go and get some new furniture for the crib. Therefore, right now, when you spend $4,000 or more in Gallery Furniture, you actually get 40% of that back in free accessories. And all three Gallery Furniture locations are open until 10 o'clock each night, 7 days a week, to save you money. So there's time. And the other thing is, you're like, well, I'm going to buy it, but will they get there in time? Absolutely. Just like the commercials say, you buy it, and within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time, the furniture is going to be at your door. They're going to deliver it, take out the old stuff, move around stuff which you need rearranged, and take care of you from start to finish, because that's the way they do business at Gallery Furniture. And everything that Max says that they're going to do, they're actually going to do it. Just like in the commercials, that means the finance department is going to work with you. The customer service is going to be great when they move the furniture in, and the salespeople that you're dealing with, and there's no back order slips, no waiting for your furniture or long lines. The biggest thing, though, that Max says is exactly what they're going to do. They're going to do it time and time again, and that is that Gallery really will save you money.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. You are so wrong if you think this is my era. But if you want to sit
totally
there and
your
soak
era.
It up.
The OJs?
Let's just get to the texts.
let's do that.
First text chiming in. Nick, this is stupid and you've ruined Thanksgiving for everyone.
You're an idiot.
Ding!
Next text.
I wish I had my own ding that I could make in here. Ding! Thanksgiving? Root. R-U-I-T. Root. It's root. You root it. I'm glad I ain't the only one hard at work for Thanksgiving. Thanks, guys. That's from Fred W. And I'm giving Nick's dumbass a 2-week ban for this sucktacular song. Oh, you Mike's Last Christmas was way better. So there you go.
So everybody's a big fan of the music is basically what you're saying.
No, this is one of Nick's bots. I will never vote for him again. Oh, that song was bad, but Baby Shark would have made it much worse. I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have kids.
No.
You don't know the Baby Shark song?
No.
Oh,
sing it for me.
Oh, man. So, I don't even know the origin of it. There's several different cartoon versions. You talk about covers. Well, there's several different cartoons that have covered it. But literally, all it is Baby Shark, do 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 Baby Shark. And then it goes, Grandma Shark, do 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 do. And there's like, you clap different ways stuff. And my daughter sits there in the kitchen and just does the Florida Gator thing is one.
Oh,
and then
she goes to
the other. And then there's, like, when the grandma, she does, this is where I do enjoy Taylor's version of it. The grandma, they obviously have a cartoon grandma that goes, Grandma. And Taylor's in the kitchen, and I go, I had my back here, and she goes, Grandma Shark, do, 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 do. And I'm like, what voice is that? And she's like, it's Grandma. Oh, and it'll stick in your, it'll be up there in your attic all day.
This is what
kids,
this is what he's referring to.
Yep, kids love this, is what, this right
this
here.
This is the big ringy-dingy for the kids today. Yep. This.
There you go, there's Daddy. Wait till you get to Grandma. You hear Taylor's version of Grandma.
Oh, my God.
I think you're kind of like low-key feeling this song, Barry.
No, you know what my very first thought was? Kids are stupid. This is the worst song. I mean, like, play a gem from when we were kids, like the Great Space Coaster. Why? That's a song. That's a kid's song. That's almost as bad as I'm blue. That your song that you like, Nick.
The blue song?
Yes.
That's a good Thanksgiving song.
That's
the next outro.
Baby Shark and Blue could both be stuck in your melon at the same time.
If you play Blue, I will fight you the day before Thanksgiving. You will be thankful for this ass whooping that you are about to receive. I'm going to fight.
I'm playing it. I'm playing it. You have no choice, sir.
Joseph said he's headed to Dallas to catch the Nets-Mavs game. Why?
He's a Nets fan.
Have to have the usual suspects on to keep me entertained for that 3.5-hour drive. Well, we do appreciate that, but way to ruin Thanksgiving by watching the Nets and the Mavs.
He was tweeting last night. He sure hoped that none of the Nets players got hurt in the game at Miami I was like, what is he talking about? And then I realized he was going to see them play tonight.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So he didn't want, I guess last year, everyone was hurt when he went to see them. Damn you, Jeremy Lin.
Hey, Sue said, thanks, Nick. Let Barry tell Nick he just ruined the drive home and Thanksgiving. See, I'm telling you, you've ruined it for everyone.
The Grinch that stole Thanksgiving.
Is Nick.
Yep.
Chan said, I'm with producer Nick on the first song. Do the electric slide while getting them sides. No, that's not. Oh, no. Do not encourage Nick to play these horrible, horrible songs.
At least he didn't say, while getting inside. That would have been.
That would have been inappropriate for sure. Yeah.
That's the good thing I didn't say. And the other thing, I saw my DirecTV bill.
Uh-huh.
I was irate.
Okay.
I was like nuts, right? So I go, Lisa, you know what? I was in one of those. I'm like, I'm just calling them right now. This is ridiculous. And they just started, because they start adding things on, and I tried to bundle it with AT&T, and I thought it was saving me money, and I saw the bill. I call. I get the first guy that goes, well, you should just keep everything the same. I said, bro, I don't watch HBO. I don't need all this crap that's on my bill. I need to start taking it all off. He's like, yeah, well, you know, I looked at it. You've had the same bill for a couple months now. I go, exactly. I want to change it. He goes, this is why you should stay. I go, stop. Okay? He goes, I'm going to discount. I'm going to give you a 40% discount here and a 20% discount on this here, and we're going to get it all together. And I go, okay. He goes, so hang on a second. I'll transfer you over. Just let me put some notes on the account. I'm like, why are you transferring me? You just said what you're going to do. Get to the next guy. He goes, yeah, I don't know what he was talking about because there's no discounts here. And I went, you know what? I'm going to cable. That's it. I'm going to cable, so just cancel my account because I'm not dealing with this crap anymore. I've been a freaking DirecTV customer for over 20 years, and this BS is stopping tonight. And he goes, whoa. I go, no, there's no whoa. And don't try to convince me I've done the same thing for 5 months. He's like, okay, real talk. I'm like, what? He goes, real talk.
He told you real talk.
Yeah, he goes, real talk. He goes, I don't know what that other guy did. Because I was like, can't you? You got his badge number. He's got something on the report. Just go back and call him right back on an extension. He goes, I can't do that. He goes, but keep doing what you're doing. I go, what? He goes, keep doing what you're doing. Cancel the account. I go, okay, fine. He goes, but when you officially tell me that you're canceling the account, I said, I already did. He goes, well, do it again. He goes, and then I'm going to send you to the VIP department. I'm like, so I'm not a VIP for being a customer for 20-some years, but I'm a VIP because I'm about to get my ass off of DirecTV. He's like, yeah, okay. He goes, just wait and listen, and it'll be good for you. Okay. I went through the process. The lady was like extremely apologetic, and I was still PO'd like you wouldn't believe. And she starts going, well, you should really just have everything in this all-in-one package. I go, why didn't anybody tell me this like how long ago? At the end of it, she took $95 off my bill permanently, gave me the Sunday ticket free for the rest of the year and all of next year.
Oh, nice. That's a
like,
bonus.
Boom, double bonus. Because you know what I said? I said, you know what really makes me feel good to be a VIP customer? I pay for the NFL Sunday ticket every year, and you give the crap away as free as can be as long as someone wants to sign up for DirecTV. I go, so you punish the people that have been loyal just to get a new customer or two? That's complete BS. So at the end of it, she goes, yeah, so you get NFL Sunday ticket reimbursed for the rest of this year, and you get it all next year. I was like, boom, take that to the bank. That's my Thanksgiving right there. I'm thankful that I was pissed off and decided to call DirecTV.
If you were smart, you would have just had Bill Advisor do that for you. Huh? Look at that. Professional radio plug. Bam!
Yeah. So because you're... Because you're speaking for them, right?
No.
I'm me either. That's why.
Well, there's still a sponsor on the station. Mm-hmm. We love all of our sponsors.
Yes, we do.
Nick's song selection is equivalent to O'Brien's play calling. Nailed it. You rock, Nick. Not. Yo, listen. Oh, my God. It just went.
Time to go to break.
It just got worse. Yep. That's it. I'm coming to fight you right now.
Bring it. Bring it.
I hate you.
Cody Stoops will be here next as we continue with the usual suspects. And don't worry about it, because after us today, some Nick Head and Cody Stoops will be doing the Blitz. Did you remember that, right?
What? That, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Nick and Cody are doing the Blitz today.
Yeah.
So I will be listening on the way home for sure. So it's a full afternoon of entertaining radio on ESPN 97.5. And before we go to break, I do want to tell you that if you got nothing to do tonight and you got relatives in town, or you just you and some friends want to get together, well, why don't you go to the Rockets game tonight? Because the Detroit Pistons are at Toyota Center to take on your Houston Rockets as the Rockets try to win their fifth straight game. And you can be there, and there are plenty of deals to be had. Aside from tonight's game, the Rockets team shop is going to be open Black Friday. So in-store only, 40% off your entire purchase from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., 30% off your entire purchase from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Friday only. So plan your shopping accordingly, but get to the Rocket Shop where you can get some great deals. The Red and Black Friday deals, as they are billing them. Rockets Friday online special at rocketshop.com. Friday through Sunday, spend $150, get $10 off your purchase. Spend $200, get $25 off. Spend $300, get $50 off your purchases. And the Rocket Cyber Monday deals continue only on rocketshop.com. Monday only, spend $100 to $200, get 25% off the entire purchase. Spend $201 to $300, get 30% off. And $301 or more, 35% off your entire purchase. You can gear up on all the stuff you want to get for all your favorite Rockets fans over the holidays. And you can do it on rocketshop.com. It's your Rockets merchandise headquarters. Check it out online right now. I'm blue, I'm a need, I'm a guide.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
How the hell is this a Thanksgiving song?
I don't know. It's on the Thanksgiving playlist on Spotify, and therefore it is deemed a Thanksgiving song.
Whose playlist? Relatives that hate each other and they're just hoping to get through dinner?
I think there's some sort of tie-in to surviving something and being thankful at the same time. Right? Right, Barry? Yeah. You're with me on this.
I am not with you.
No?
Do not lump me in with you in any way, shape, or form with this.
Like you're hoping they didn't lace your food with cyanide and you survived? I mean, this. I don't understand the correlation with Thanksgiving at all. Whose playlist?
Spotify. It's literally called Thanksgiving Playlist on Spotify.
Okie doke.
Somebody said, Barry, you don't have a man in your family if you don't slap Nick for that crap. Damn it, Nick. I hate that stupid shark song. My five-year-old sings it all the time. That's from Aggie Tim. Nick's music is worse than holiday traffic. You are not making any friends today.
Holiday traffic? There's like no traffic
right
now.
Not today, but yeah. Wait till after after tomorrow, it's going to get ugly.
Yep.
The rest of the weekend's going to be just blech. And then you remember now, because you've got Black Friday and then you've got Cyber Monday. But even with Cyber Monday, people are still out and about. Everybody's going to be shopping their tail off now heading up to Christmas. Have you ever been one of those? Have either one of you guys ever been one of those guys that camps out?
No. I waited. I remember when one of the Android phones dropped, I waited in line with four people at the Verizon store that opened at 9. I got there at 8:50. That's about as much as I
was. Was there a line?
Three people. I was the fourth. And if there would have been five people in front of me, I would have just left.
Because basically, it's not even Black Friday anymore. People start opening up like at 5 o'clock on Thursday night.
Yeah. They're opening. It's getting worse and worse.
I mean, I feel bad for the employees that have to work that night.
What I can't stand is when people say, oh, it's Black Friday all month. No, Friday's a day. That's like the same ignorant people that say, oh, it's my birthday week or it's my birthday month. No, you're just selfish. You're just, again, I'll reiterate. If it didn't take you 7 days to fall out of your mom's Virginia, you don't get a birthday week. You get one day for your birth. You get one Black Friday. Otherwise, just call it Black Week or Black Month. Well, that's February, but they still like you. What? No, you don't. You get a day. You get a day, and it should be on the day. Period. End of story.
I got your February joke too. That was funny.
Thank you, Tasha. So,
Tasha kind of looked in like, she was like, what?
Excuse me. I did that just for her. If you don't know, in Radio Land, she's black, by the way. So she's giving me the devil
doing
horns.
A great job on her voiceover.
Oh, the H-Town. Yeah, she is. She's killing it on the voiceover. Good for her.
Now, the more that I tell her that, the more that she does the celebratory bragging dance.
You know you can't gas up the interns too much.
No.
Look at her face. She's like, bitch, I ain't no intern.
Oh, wow.
Just Jose. Jose Partida is the only intern that works here. He hates that when you call him that, by the way.
Pretty aware of that.
Tell him that.
Yeah. Oh, and Chris Farley just walked in.
Who? Chris Farley?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Cody Stutes.
Oh, I didn't see. I couldn't tell.
I said it's between Uncle Buck and Chris Farley.
No. You guys are BFFs now. I like it. Yeah. Good for you guys. Yeah.
Fast friends. No doubt about it. So at least people are walking in on us. So as we get ready for the football weekend, with lots of football about and everything else, news already breaking. Mitch Trubisky for the big Bears. I don't know if it's a big game. Bears-Lions. Trubisky's probably not going to play.
Ooh, that's not good.
No. If you saw the hit, he was trying to slide, and he got popped. And it's a tough break if you're the Bears because of the fact that they were, what do they call it, flexed to Sunday night football, only to have to play Thursday morning football. You talk about a turnaround time and really screwing a team that's, you know, fighting for home field advantage as they get deeper into the playoffs, and every win's important. And they not only go from a Sunday noon game to Sunday night, but then they got the quick turnaround, and it's, I believe, on the road in Detroit. They got to go on the road in 3 days and play again.
That sucks.
Because you know if it was all the way to Sunday, there would be a chance that he could play.
Yeah.
But with that quick turnaround, he's out. And the Bears, obviously, in the division, and also for ramifications for playoff seedings, could use that win. So he's not going to play.
Well, and so have they said how long, though, by the way, he'll be out? Any clue?
I don't think it's like so serious, but they said, I think it's just kind of week-to-week thing.
Okay.
But that's a tough break for them, because aside from, as we talked about, the top two teams, the Saints and the Rams, I mean, everything's kind of wide open. The Bears haven't even clinched the division or come close to it because it's just such a crapshoot of bad teams.
It is. By the way, I had to bring this up. Speaking of that division, speaking of your Packers, did you see your boy A-Rod is having some issues with his bro?
Still?
Yeah, his bro was shooting shots and flaming him on the Twitters.
The young one or the older one?
I don't know. I'd have to find
the
tweet.
One that won the was it Bachelor or Bachelorette? I have no idea.
But Aaron tweeted out a thing like, oh, make sure you donate. And this is so tragic.
And everything.
And then his brother quote tweeted it and said, yeah, you should definitely do that. You should also call your parents and check on them first and make sure that they're okay.
Oh, wow.
I was like, ooh, snap. Wow. That's that bro-on-bro violence, man.
Because you remember what happened, right?
No, I don't, because I don't care about Aaron Rodgers.
Well, then I won't tell you.
No, you can tell me. No, I just don't remember. I just don't. I mean.
No, it's fine. I'm done.
Like, it's fine. Why are you pouting? I just said no.
I'm not pouting. I got that response when I was trying to keep everybody informed as to why they're pissy.
They probably care because I have no idea why.
I would assume this is, I believe, Jordan, who quarterbacked
Vanderbilt.
It was
Jordan. I saw the tweet. Okay. Yeah, it was Jay Rogers, so I'm guessing Jordan.
Jordan won the Bachelor or Bachelorette 1 year. And as part of the whole deal, when they got down to like the final four, normally it's go meet the parents and things like that. So the chick goes with, and she had mentioned throughout the entire process, because my mother-in-law and Lisa watched this, and they're like, she's all jacked up because at some point she thinks she's also going to meet Aaron Rodgers. And he starts telling him, no, we've kind of had a fallout. And I believe Olivia Munn was kind of behind a lot of it, where it got kind of messy, where like the parents sent gifts for Christmas and Aaron sent them back.
Mm.
And, you know, he used to have a suite that his family was all in, and that she was sitting at the door and basically going, who are you and how do you know Aaron? And she was like, and then she basically was looking at people she knew going, are we okay to talk to these people? And we're like, who are you? And so it got so messy to the point that when she actually went with Jordan to meet the Rodgers mom and dad, Rodgers, they basically said, we have no relationship with him.
Mm.
And it got even messier after he won, because then it was like Aaron at the press conference, like, don't ask me about my brother. I'm not talking. So then everybody was like, well, hopefully at some point they rectify it. And now this, it's like, I guess they didn't get over it, even though Olivia's out of the picture now. Maybe Danica can make peace for everybody.
I doubt it. I'm trying to find it. Is it Jordan Rodgers? Here it is. So Aaron said, please take a minute to watch this, and if you can, take a few seconds to retweet this using the Retweet for Good hashtag. All the money goes to a great organization for the immediate needs and blah, 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 blah. So Jordan Rodgers retweets and it says, please donate, spread awareness, and send love. But when your mom is home alone during the fires, car packed, ready to evacuate, and you miss the fundamental first step of compassion, calling your parents to make sure they are safe, everything else just feels like an act. I mean, that wasn't just a flame.
Whose house is Thanksgiving at this year?
That was a nuclear bomb. I'm going to retweet that. If you want to read it and see it, I just retweeted it. That pair is funny.
Boy. I got to check that out. So evidently, it's not been squashed. Because I have a buddy of mine that has been like lifelong friends with their entire family.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he went to Green Bay for a game. He's been an extra in commercials with Aaron, and Aaron always has taken care of him, everything like that. So he went to the game, and he was in Aaron's suite.
Your buddy
suite,
or the brother?
My buddy.
Okay.
And he's in Aaron's suite, and Olivia Munn walks up and goes, who are you and why are you here? And then after the game, they all got together and she looked at Aaron and goes, are we okay talking in front of him?
Wow.
And he was like, I've been
around longer than you, toots.
So,
That's women love when you call them toots, by the way. That's it's like a term of endearment. They really,
I pretty much think that's not true.
No, you should definitely do that. Nick, I know you don't have a
I
lot
wouldn't
of
use that word.
Nick,
I would never use that.
Two-step
that's
tonight.
A word old people use, sir.
No.
That's why you would use it.
That's a sham, Nick. You must be.
Oh, that's a sham? Tell me what 21-year-old is going up to a girl and say, hey, toots.
Yeah.
No, it's not happening.
Women love when you call them toots. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You should do that.
All right. I'll try it out.
Like,
I'll let you know how it goes.
Next time you're at the bar, just be like, say toots.
Sounds like you're strung out on drugs.
Can I buy you a drink? And just see how it goes.
No, hey, toots.
When have I ever steered you wrong?
Hey, toots, you want a two-step.
When I told you about country dancing, I told you where all the women are at. And I was right. Well, I'm right again.
Wait,
I'm telling you.
When have you ever steered it wrong? Every Wednesday for the past, a year and a half?
What? What are you talking about?
Well, that Paula Abdul song would be fantastic.
You should leave that on your list.
You should put that on your list.
I should.
That'll be fantastic.
Don't give that away. By the way, did you see where Kevin Durant got fined $25,000?
Did you hear the audio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He cursed at a Mavs fan, so he basically tells him, watch the effing game and shut the F up.
Yep.
And so apparently this fan was heckling him. Durant walks through the lane to the baseline and gets right in his face and says, watch the effing game and shut the F up. And then every fan around him was like, hey, you can't do that. I'm sorry, but if you're sitting there, and they probably said some really mean stuff to him, you got what you deserve. Besides, they're Mavs fans. No one cares.
Here's the other thing,
though. No one cares
about
you. I'm glad Kevin Durant screamed in your face, Mavs fan.
Because social media, because everybody's got a phone, otherwise no one would, the NBA would have never fined him because they would have never known and been able to verify it. But because of that, and you know they were baiting him.
Of course.
So they got him, and he was doing a talk show on TV, and they let him know that he got fined at that point. He got $25K for that. And he was like, what? And it's like, first of all, I obviously I know he makes a lot of money, and that's a drop in the bucket, but that was a complete and utter setup, and it's just BS when you know that the fans are absolutely doing it intentionally.
Oh, of course, because you know fans, even it, I don't know that it was necessarily a setup, but you know fans are being mean and saying mean stuff.
Oh, sure they are.
And then you're going to get mad when they retaliate, because what do you think the chances are that they said the F-bomb? I'm going to go 95% chance that they cursed at him in some way, shape, or form. And then they want to act all appalled. Like, oh, I can't believe he said that. We're just nice church-going folks sitting here on the baseline watching us some basketball. Mm-hmm. Nah, that's stupid.
Speaking of church-going folks, the worst and most vile fan base in the entire NBA that does that
Utah.
All the time, Utah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And Mavs are probably a close second.
I was in Portland the night that the guy referenced Vernon Maxwell's stillborn child.
Yeah.
And thought class. That wasn't crossing the line.
And then they're like, why did he come up here and try to yep. fight me? Yep. Oh, go figure.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, it's not the same, but it kind of is. If I tell you to go S your son's D at a comedy club because you heckled me, that's on you. You shouldn't have started it. I mean, like, I would have never gotten to that point if you wouldn't have started talking.
I think you're just mad you publicized his hobby.
KD's the same way, I'm guessing. If you're not heckling KD on the baseline, he probably doesn't have to turn around and say anything to you. And it's not like he talked about his family or anything. He just said, shut up and watch the game and use some colorful language.
I think KD got a whole lot more sensitive once he left OKC.
Oh,
though,
boy, did he?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little
no
bit.
No question about it. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, Clarence, we see you. Hang in there. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, and you can hit us on Twitter if you'd like. We will be back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, hey, listen, if guys, it's Thanksgiving, the holidays are fast approaching, you're probably looking at your bank account and going, man, it's going to be another struggle to get Christmas money together, get present money together. I got an idea for you. Why don't you look at switching careers into an industry that actually can be pretty lucrative? I was in the oil and gas business for years, and I'm telling you, now is the time to get into oil and gas, and UMD Academy is offering an oil and gas basics class that's going to get you ramped up and ready to go for a new career that might pay you a lot more money. Now, your mileage may vary, but you can't get started if you don't go with UMD Academy. Well, you can, but it's going to be a lot harder. It's for non-oil and gas professionals, and some of the courses include things like intro to oil and gas, IT basics, upstream drilling, training in the day of the life of a project engineer. They've got a women in engineering course that's outstanding, and a lot more. And I'm telling you, when I got into oil and gas, I wish this existed. I had to learn the hard way, and I was behind everybody else because when I joined and got into the business, I didn't know what I was doing. You don't have to do that. You can take these classes and hit the ground running and be prepared and ready for a career in the oil and gas industry. And what sets UMD apart from everybody else, besides all the great classes that they have, it's their commitment to you, the student, and your career. They have resume building. They are going to do mock interviews with you. They're going to give you career coaching as you progress. So it's outstanding, and I don't want you to miss this opportunity, and I want you to save some money on it. So use promo code ESPN Radio when you sign up, and you'll save 10% off your classes. That's promo code ESPN Radio. Save 10% off your classes. And I want you to have a great holiday season and lots of presents under the tree. So get started right now. Go to umdes.com/learn. That's umdes.com/learn.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, you got one right today, little Al Green.
Great song right here.
Let's stay together.
Makes me want to have sex with a turkey. This is
4 for 4. As far as I'm concerned, I'm 4 for 4 on this.
Evidently, a lot of people are thinking about getting divorced during Thanksgiving, so let's stay together.
Yeah, why? This is a great song, but I just still don't know how this is
someone's
Thanksgiving
playlist
related.
Is evidently not good in the relationship game.
Speaking of having sex with a turkey.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I tweeted it out. There was an article that I found where a goat had gave birth to a half pig, half human creature.
I thought it was a joke when you did it, and I looked at it, I was like, good Lord.
And I'm like, if you're going to have sex with a goat, you've got to at least either wear a condom or pull out, right?
That's a bad idea.
Because, man, that thing was creepy. But then I came across this article where a Florida man was accused of having sex with a miniature horse. A miniature horse. Not a regular horse. He's out here having sex with a little person's horse. A miniature horse. And he said he knows he's wrong, but he can't help it. And at least he wore a condom. So it's not like he was like, oh, I didn't do that. He was like, yeah, that's my bad. but don't worry, I did not give the horse herpes because I wore a condom. So I'm okay. It's not as bad as you guys are making it out to be.
Well, we were concerned.
Yeah, like why this dude? It's weird. And the sad part is he's 21. I feel like having sex with an animal is an old person's game. Like you've given up trying to get a woman. Where you're like, okay, you know what? I'm probably not going to meet the woman of my life. I'll just get a goat or a horse or something.
Joel, can you attest to that?
That's so wrong.
No, I can't, Nick. But I do seem to remember the fact that in the last month or so, we've brought up people who have also been sleeping with dogs and cattle.
I wonder who could that be.
How bad does it have to be out there, Nick, in the dating game, that you're resorting to farm animals now?
So this dude,
I don't know where the farm animals came from.
The horse was owned by a relative of the guy, and they said that the animal is now under their care. So they're like, well, we got this. If you're a horse, let's say you're a miniature horse, and you're minding your own miniature business, and you're just like, this field is sweet. It's probably not a field. It's just a front yard, but you're a miniature horse, so everything looks like a field. It's bigger, right? You're just hanging out. Just doing horse things, galloping and neighing and standing there swinging your tail back and forth real fast. Then all of a sudden you're like,
grass.
You're like, why? What is going on back there? What? Like some dude just, how do you, I have so many questions that I could ask this guy. One, do you have to roofie the horse? are you like, hey, does this smell like perfume? Are you how do you get the horse to be still? Apparently, the guys in the rodeo don't know what they're doing because they can't even ride a horse for 8 seconds. But this guy can bang a horse for minutes at least to climax. But these guys can't stay on a horse or a bull for 8 seconds. You need to talk to Nicholas Sardo because he obviously has the key on how to tame horses long enough at least to have sex with them. That's
stuff
so
makes
weird.
The news because, like, you know,
Channel 11 is where I got it from.
I was going to say, and Lisa has to report on the other ones with the dogs and everything else. And I'm like, Lisa, there's certain things. Like, she'll come home, she's just irate. And she's like, this guy. And I go, okay, there's certain things you don't have to tell me. And one, I don't like it when they've mutilated and abused animals. But the other thing is, don't tell me that, because I'm thinking, what kind of sicko, weirdo, freaking dude is doing that to an animal?
Not just any animal. A little person horse. A miniature horse.
There's a name for those horses. A tiny horse. Yeah. I forget what it is, but...
I don't know.
There is one, but I know...
It's a Shetland pony?
There you go.
That's a pony, though. Shetland pony?
No, it's just a name.
That reminds me of a joke that a comedian did that was similar to that, where he called them Shetland people. That's totally inappropriate. Never say that.
No, I don't think that's politically correct.
No, it's not. It wasn't even funny. Don't use that, Nick.
Would never.
Okay, good.
Would never.
Good.
We're going to get Clarence in here.
Let's do it.
Wants to talk about your favorite player.
Oh, my God. Hang up on him right now.
What's
Aaron
up,
Rodgers.
Clarence?
Ugh.
What up, guys? How's it going?
What's up, man?
First off, he wasn't going to get a full-grown horse because that full-grown horse was going to give him some sweet chin music if you felt him back there.
Yeah.
So he had to go for a little one. But, man, when I heard that story about Aaron Rodgers, what was it, about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I lost all respect for him at that moment. Like, I appreciate him as a quarterback, but as a person, you never let any woman get between you and your parents. Your brother, yeah, that's fine, whatever's going on there. But your parents, yeah. Because that woman's not going to be around forever, and neither are your parents. But, you know, you want them in your life for as long as you possibly do. And having her, a no-talented her, ruin that for you, that's real bad.
But here's the other thing, Clarence. You can't just blame her. You have to blame him because It doesn't matter what influence she may or may not have had in the decision. You're a grown-ass man. You can make your own decisions. Because I've also heard part of this deal was his dad liked to go to the games. He wasn't getting his dad tickets, so his dad just quit asking and started showing up for road games and paying for tickets. That's awful. That's a horrible look.
Aaron Rodgers, great quarterback, terrible son.
Sounds like it, man. I'm not arguing that. Yeah. I can't argue that. Ugh. Yeah, that's not a good look.
What
hey, Clarence,
a dude.
I don't know what plans you got, and hopefully you're not cooking. Somebody gets to cook for you, but we appreciate you, brother. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man. Happy Thanksgiving, dude. There was one other thing. Well, that's kind of off topic, but somebody corrected me on my story about the horse and said, Barry, horses whinny. They don't neigh.
Really?
Yeah. That was the takeaway from that story, was the fact that I said that they neighed, and they said they whinny.
Does this surprise you?
Nothing surprises me anymore.
Not in the least, right?
And AT&T said our new family tradition is having Thanksgiving in the Walmart parking lot. So
that means they're getting ready for the deals.
Apparently, either that or they're out there trying to move perfume and kidnapping people. One of the two.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Don't know what he's doing.
I hope there's lots of cameras, though, in all these stores, because I do enjoy the fights.
Yeah, that was like the call or the text and tweets that we were getting about, make sure you hold your phone horizontally,
because
we want to see the whole fight, not just a little bit of it.
Haymakers thrown when they don't get wild. That TV.
One time my mom said she had damn near got knocked down, and she's not aggressive or anything, but she thought she was going to get in a fight because a woman just knocked her down trying to get to some deal. I'm like, no, see, that's why you got to avoid all of it. That's all. No, thank you.
And isn't it normally if you're one of the first like 20, you can score some deals?
Yeah, and you're not saving that much. I mean, you're really...
Well, that's what I was going to say, but other than that, yeah.
I think most of the deals are, you know, you might save $50 here or something like that, but it's not... To me, it's not worth camping out at all. You might say, hey, this is L.U. Dillon. Is sex with a cow considered weird? He's still going. He just can't call. He's not allowed to call. Nick...
I didn't suspend
for
him.
A week. You did. You said 2 weeks, and I had to talk you down to a week.
That's actually a fact.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You tried to say 2 weeks.
No, you were going to ban him anyway.
Say 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I said you were gonna ban him anyway, and then I suggested calling it a suspension because it's a temporary.
Because a ban is permanent.
It's more permanent.
Yeah, and I wouldn't ban him permanently; just suspend him temporarily. So, but then you threw out 2 weeks, and I was like, "Wow, that was kind of harsh."
Just 1 week. Oh, you might. You can keep texting.
Yeah, you just can't.
You can't call for a week.
That's right.
No. Okay. Because you've banned him permanently before, and then you let.
But
him
it wasn't
back
a
in.
Ban; it was a suspension.
Okay.
I mean, there was several times.
There was
the
one
first
time
that he was racist, I tried to ban him forever. But then I'm a guy that can eventually forgive and forget. And so I did. But yeah, his call was kind of inappropriate.
I forgot what he said exactly. We don't need to repeat it.
No, we don't.
When he called his Tyrone, you forgot?
No, I'm talking about the first time you banned him.
He's talking about the major violation.
Oh, it was a text that I didn't read. I read to y'all off air. Oh,
okay.
I never read that one on air. No way. It was extremely inappropriate.
Yeah.
No, it was just severely inappropriate.
Okay.
Not a surprise, I'm sure, to anyone involved.
No.
By the way, I gotta admit, I am hurting a little bit today because I did. I went to Vortex last night and did the Rumble class. And it has been, it was probably a month since I'd done the class. It was like starting over, almost threw up again. Trey is a killer. But I tell you what, I know, well, this might not surprise you, Joel, but I've lost 2 pounds in 2 days. And a lot of that was because of last night. I ate well yesterday. I went and did the 45-minute workout. I'm trying to get slim and sexy for my show this weekend. No better place to do that than Vortex. It's Houston's only indoor multisensory cycling and boxing studio. I was even doing that middle of class. I'm looking at the lights and they're listening to the music. And I'm like, this is really cool because I've trained before at other gyms, and it's boring sometimes where you're just hitting a heavy bag and you're not, and nobody's really motivating you. Trey had me motivated. He had me working hard. I wanted to quit. He wouldn't let me quit. It's outstanding, man. If you have not gone to Vortex yet, I implore you to give them a shot. They've got this $40 unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. You really need to just give that a shot, and trust me when I tell you that you're going to love working out there. The people are friendly. The classes are great. Everything is top notch, and it's really cool, man, because they're even having Thanksgiving. They're even going to be open for Thanksgiving. What other gyms are going to be open for Thanksgiving and get you in shape to eat turkey? Not a lot of them, but Vortex is, and you can log on to vortextexas.com, reserve your spots for the classes for Thanksgiving tomorrow, reserve your spots for Friday to work off the food that you ate, and take advantage of that $40 unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week to try them out. They've got 48 bikes in the spin class. I think they're up to like 50 bags in the boxing room, and again, guys, the workouts are amazing. It's what I'm using right now to try to get in shape and get sexy, like I said, for my shows this weekend, and it's working. I'm almost down 3 pounds since Sunday, 2 pounds in 2 days, thanks to Vortex and Trey and the guys over there working me out. And don't worry, you don't need equipment. They've got it all. You just show up ready to work out, and they've got the rest for you. Super easy to get to. 1707 West Gray is where they're located. Call them. 281-501-3094 is the number. 281-501-3094, or log on and get started at vortextexas.com. That's vortextexas.com.